gorgeous. It is Lala Kent. Welcome back to the Give Them Lala podcast with Jessica Walter.
Hi, everyone. It's me. Surprise.
Is it Jess? You told me that someone DM'd you over the weekend. What did they say?
Listen, you guys, I get a lot of, in my opinion, funny, but in most people's opinions, they're mean DMs. And I just kind of look at them and give a little and then move on with my day. But this one girl said, Lala was just playing. She was recording herself and I was talking in the background and she was playing the video back to her and I heard my voice but didn't know it was me. And my first thought was, who is that fucking annoying girl? And then I realized it was me, which made me laugh because over the weekend, a girl with a dog as her profile pic, shocker.
Of course.
DM'd me and she said, if I have to hear your voice one more time, I'm going to rip my ears off. So,
well, troll with the dog as her profile picture. If you continue listening to the podcast, you're going to hear Jess's voice. So you might as well start ripping your ears off now.
I'm so sorry, though, because I feel your pain. I didn't even know that was me. And I was like, God, turn that off, Lala.
So. No, I love your voice. And can I tell you, when I listen to the podcast, yeah, I say, you know, all the time. And I'm like, oh my God, you're so annoying,
you know,
Lala.
Really?
I have to stop saying after everything I say, that's, you know?
That's so funny because I don't even realize it.
Oh, it's so annoying. I've got to stop.
Really?
Yes.
No, I don't even realize it. Wait, so happy freaking, because over the weekend, you were at the Pumpkin Patch celebrating 4 years.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy.
Of sobriety. Very exciting. Tell me about your weekend.
My weekend was a lit AF. We went to... So I knew it's one day at a time, so I don't want anyone who's in the program to be triggered by what I'm going to say. I knew that I was going to make it to 4 years because mm-hmm. I just knew. I like being sober. I enjoy my life. So I was like, this weekend is going to be my sobriety birthday weekend. Mm-hmm. It was officially 4 years on the 22nd, which was Saturday. So Friday, we went to the Pumpkin Patch with Ocean, Cruz, Jax, Britt, Jared, and it was amazing. And Ocean kept pointing. She went in her Monsters, Inc. costume.
I saw that?
Yeah, she loves it. She brings it to me every day and is like...
I was dying.
Wanting me to put it on her. So I was like, you can wear it to the pumpkin patch. But she's pointing at this giant slide. Can I just tell y'all, my kid has the cutest, most fun personality in the entire world.
The best.
She is... I get a kick out of her.
Hilarious.
She's so...
The funniest person I know.
She's the funniest person I know. She's so freaking cool. Yeah. So she did like the little bouncy house, whatever, did the slide. And then on Saturday for my actual like happy birthday, happy 4 years of sobriety, we went to Universal mm-hmm. with Summer Moon, Cruz, parents.
So fun.
There was another cute little girl, Sienna, who's... her parents are friends with Sheena. I met them at Sheena's wedding. It is so cute. If I could, I know that it's like a hard thing to do where, you know, some people have a hard time getting pregnant. And
yes.
My heart goes out to them. If in a perfect world, you could say like, let's plan to have babies together.
Yeah.
With your friends.
Do it.
It is. I'm telling you, there's no better feeling.
I died over the photo, which I don't know if it's posted somewhere, of not only Ocean and Cruz with Ocean's arm around him, but Ocean and Summer Moon.
Holding hands. And the
Are you kidding? And Ocean smile in one of them, happiest girl in the world. Like I was dying. Are those on Sheena's page?
So they're on Sheena's page okay. And Summer's page. And they always tag, give them Ocean.
They do.
I haven't posted anything on Ocean's page like ever.
Yeah.
Since she was like born.
It's more on your page.
Yeah. I was like, mm-hmm. I can barely post content on my own page, let alone get content for Ocean's page.
I was going to say, if you want to see like most of Ocean's content, if it's not on your page, it's on Give Them Lala Baby.
Yeah.
It That's is on Give where Them a Lala bunch Baby. Of it is. Yeah.
They're just so cute and fun and you want to bottle it up. And Sienna grabbed onto her mom, you know, with the neck and put her head down on her shoulder.
Yeah.
And I said, is that not the best feeling in the world? And she was like, Kay, is this is the best feeling in the world, right? I was like, that's what heaven feels like. No, I'm not kidding.
It's so sweet.
There are certain things that happen when your baby first comes out of the cookie.
Yeah.
Or just enters the world, no matter how they, you know, surrogacy, whether it's your cookie or someone else's or you adopt, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. When you know your child, you are in heaven. When that child, you know it's yours and it's come into the world, that, my love, is what heaven feels like.
Oh my God, I love that.
When they
that.
Lay their head down. And I assume the first time they say I love you is also like, this is what heaven feels like.
Has Ocean said it? No.
So can I tell you?
What?
She did. She can't say, you just know the tone, right?
Right.
You just learn the tone. So I said, can you say I love you? She goes, I'm like, oh my God.
And she's so cute because we're like your mom and you and your mom taught her to say, she won't say please yet, but she'll go,
yeah, no, she's so. But today I did catch her, so she can open. She's getting taller, so she can open and close the doors. And she opens the door to my bedroom, closes it, and you know I keep all the doors closed. There's not. And it was probably 5 seconds that they get into something.
Yeah.
I see her close the door. I walk in. I can't find her. She is behind my curtain with Bella's dog food.
Oh.
Chowing the fuck down.
She loves a good dog food.
Okay, but how do I make it stop? Because I give this girl her vitamins.
Right.
She eats well. By the way, the dog food, because our dogs are older, we have to give them like all organic. Like people can definitely eat it, but I'm like, this is gross. And it was like in the corner of her mouth and stuff. I was like dry heaving.
She's so sweet though, because she sees them eating and she's like, oh, yes.
Is my kid a fucking furry? I'm not kidding. She'll put her food on the ground sometimes and eat it like a dog.
I did that literally constantly. I'm sure you did it too. Like we all, you never had a saucer of milk that you drink like a cat?
I don't think so, Jess.
Really?
I don't think so.
She is having fun. Let her eat the dog. No, I don't know.
I'm like, you've got to stop. It's expensive.
Yeah. No, it is.
It's so expensive. Like,
maybe cut up like a hot dog or like something that you can put in. But I don't know. I'm not a mom. I say things and parents are like, no, you do not do that.
So I don't know. She's living her best life though when she's doing it. But she knows she's not supposed to. Why are you hiding behind the curtain, girl?
Yeah.
Because you know. You freaking know.
That's funny. One more question I have about Universal. Did she ride any rides or is she not?
She's old enough to ride the ride in like the Minions area where it goes in circles and you can go up and down. Yeah. And it was so funny because Summer Moon was clinging to her mom, terrified.
Yeah.
I couldn't see Cruzy, but Ocean had her hands in the air.
No, she did.
Looking at me.
She's such a thrill seeker.
Yeah.
She's such a thrill seeker.
I know. That's so cute. She's so fun.
She's so fun.
I can't fucking deal with how fun my kid is. The weather is getting warmer. Summer is coming finally. And you know what that means? It's time to put all of the jackets and all the sweaters in the back of the closet and pull out all of your shorts and tees. And I know you all want some new looks for the warm summer sunshine, and you don't want to break the bank in the process. I get it. We want to ball on a budget. So do what I did and shop Quince. Now, I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking so chic year after year. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. I did just get myself a fabulous cashmere tee in cream. It is so soft and yummy. It's probably just as soft as the Quince waffle towels that I got for Palm Springs. We absolutely love those towels. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lala. Did you know today is a great day to warranty? Well, actually, every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with American Home Shield Warranty. I signed up with American Home Shield the moment I decided to buy my house. With an American Home Shield warranty, unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or faulty water heater won't break the bank because coverage repairs and replacements are taken care of just like that. And not by me, my mom, or Easton. We wouldn't know the first thing to do if something stopped working in this house. I just contact American Home Shield when a covered item breaks, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement.
So having that sort of reassurance from American Home Shield is something to celebrate. When it comes to protecting your appliances and home systems, don't worry, be warranty. Visit ahs.com/GTL today to get 20% off any plan. That's ahs.com/GTL for 20% off any plan. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
We're laying in bed one morning because, you know, I wake up, I grab Ocean, I put her in the bed with me, I have my coffee. So this morning, Ocean wanted to go into Gigi's room.
Okay.
So we go into Gigi's room. I put on the show, whatever. And Gigi starts snoring. Ocean looks over at her and then approaches to see where the snoring is coming from. Gigi snores one more time and Ocean just freaking slaps the shit out of her.
No, she does not. Like, hits her face.
Yes.
What did she do? Wake up?
Yeah, she was like, that hurts. But Ocean, I'm sure, was like, what the fuck is that foghorn noise coming from my Gigi?
That's the funniest thing to picture, too, because Ocean, I can picture her face. She's so sweet and she's so curious.
Yeah.
But this is something that needed to stop.
And like, you're annoying me when I'm trying to watch Monsters, Inc., all right?
Oh,
I know.
Oh, my God.
I felt really bad. But at the same time, I was like, bitch, this is not normal. Like, get this looked at. No one should sound like a foghorn trying to like guide ships in the night.
Let me tell you, there was a reality show of literally just you, Lisa, and Ocean all day, every day. A camera phone. I would watch the shit.
Everyone would, Jess. It's the funniest shit
so
ever.
So funny.
There's my ego again. Someone was like, congrats on 4 years, but your ego's out of control. I was like, is it ego or is it just self-love? I don't know. Maybe they're one in the same.
They're one in
the
same.
Who the fuck knows? I've also decided, Jess, because my skin is like freaking out. I cannot get it under control. And I've come to the realization that I have to stop making out for a little bit because I'm attracted to men with facial hair and their facial hair is making me break out on my chin.
Really?
Because that's where it is. Yeah.
From what? You think like beard oil or just literally the scratchiness of it?
I don't know what the fuck they do to those things.
They but probably like, don't wash them as
much. Are you
much.
Being serious?
Well, I don't know. Any men with beards, write in, DM the podcast because I don't know. Do they wash them with – do you wash beards with like face wash or do you wash it with something else? Do you even wash it? I don't know. Do you wash it with shampoo?
I would assume. I mean
– shampoo?
Well, yeah, it's hair.
Yeah, I don't
but
know.
But then again, like I shave my cookie and I certainly
don't.
Well, it's bald as a cue ball, so that wouldn't add up. But I assume that like women who don't shave their cookies aren't being like, time to shampoo my bush. <don't>. Right? So I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I'm not a beard. Do you like beards or do you just go for the guys who have the beards?
I just like facial hair. There's just something about like I tend. Yeah, but the Don doesn't have facial hair.
He doesn't. And that's probably why he eats the cookies so good.
That's true.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of face tattoos, which a beard would cover those up. And then what would be the point of ever getting them?
That's true.
So I don't know.
Well, but I'm sorry for what you're going through. So we'll take a break. Let's find some non-bearded men just for now.
Just for now. Or maybe ones that are just like maybe a little, just a little shorter.
A little, yes. Just like the, not 5 o'clock shadow because I think that's too short, but like the scruff.
Yeah.
Like Kyle has a little scruff and it's my favorite. And when there's gray in it, done.
You love a silver fox.
I love a silver fox.
Yeah, me too.
I think it's so hot. I love the grays.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So there's some, non-bearded
like
men.
Non-bearded men.
Okay, we'll find some
just
smooth
for
face.
The purposes of my skin,
right? And
it's
then,
so funny because you could tell me it's like, okay, you can have the best sex of your whole entire life every single day, but your skin's gonna break out, and I'd be like, nope,
not worth it.
I'll never have sex again if you tell me I'll never deal with another breakout for real.
Exactly. No, it's so important. I was listening to a podcast with girl who said she was getting into the thing of freezing her eggs or whatever. And her doctor said, get off birth control because it will help. You have a choice, but if you get off birth control, it will help. And she said, but this helps my face and my breakouts. And so she didn't get off birth control.
No.
She said, I'd rather just not have as many eggs or whatever.
Oh.
So it's skin's important to
each
a lot
their
of
own,
to
baby.
Each their own. So tomorrow is, talk about tomorrow. Talk about October 27th and what that means to you.
Ooh, October 27th. Huge, huge day for me. October 27th is when I moved all of my shit out of the old house and left the relationship for good.
Mm-hmm.
October 28th is when that person found out. But October 27th, my shit was out. I knew that I was leaving. And it's my Independence Day.
It's your Independence Day.
It's a huge freaking day. And you know, I read somewhere he commented on something that maybe now I can move on with my life because I've quote unquote found someone, which by the way, I have not. Like, this
You're
cookie way too good. I'm throwing it, baby.
You're not just
this
saving
cookie
everyone.
Way too good, bitch.
Bust it wide open. Is that what you say?
Bust it wide open. For anyone who comes correct, it's yours for the taking, baby. I deserve that.
Yes, you do.
But I posted, you know, I'll move on with my life when I know my child is safe. When I know the other children are safe. Period, point blank. All right? Yep. Until then, you ain't shutting this mouth up.
Yep.
I will continue to talk about my experience. And by the way, it ain't about you, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
This is about me helping other women to say, you know what? I'm strong enough to leave a relationship that I'm not happy in. I'm strong enough to leave a relationship where it's not safe. It's toxic. I will never shut up about this topic. And it has nothing to do with this person or that person. It has to do with I am a woman wanting to help other women who think they're not strong enough. Mm-hmm. It is my job, my duty, my responsibility to remind you, you are strong enough. And you're not going to realize that until you decide I'm getting the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
So October 27th is a huge, huge day for me.
And I just want to say congrats because October 27th, we were together.
Yep.
And just, it's been a year. And sometimes it feels, I'm like, oh yeah, sometimes it feels like it's been 3 months and other times it feels like it's been like 10 years. Personally, right. I feel like I met you and, you know, worked with you a little bit before everything happened and you moved out. But the person I've seen in this past year, and I've told you this before and I'll say it again, is one of the most badass, inspiring, oh my God, not gonna get emotional, what is, oh my God, what is going on?
No, it's a big,
sorry you guys, I'm getting emotional. just badass, inspiring, strong, killing it, like, I have learned so much from you in this past year than I've ever learned from any woman in my life. And I am obsessed with the women in my life. My mom, my sister, we've lived very privileged lives. And just to see you and watch you this past year, I'm very grateful to have met you and to be working for you.
Well, I'm extremely grateful for you. And I feel like you are a godsend. You know, you came into my life at the perfect time. And I don't think it was just to help me kill it because we've never done better. The brand has never done better since you came into my world. But you were my safe space. You know, when I knew I was leaving, you took over for me so that I could, you know, try to mentally wrap my mind around what was happening in my life. Mm-hmm. You found me somewhere to go. You packed my shit. You rented the fucking cars. You put the paper on the camera so that no one could see anything. You were a fucking soldier. And I couldn't have done it without you.
Well, I love you. And we had our crew that day, which is just like the best crew. Yeah. I love that crew.
Me too. I mean, we were buttoned the fuck up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's really, you know, and people can say it's been a year, move on. But you have to remember, yes, it's been a year, but for many, many months, I was dealing with so much trauma. Mm-hmm. So I'm in no position to get into another relationship, even though I'm in a great place. It's been a year since it all happened. A lot of those months were for me to process. Mm-hmm. So really, it hasn't been a year. I want to start it from when I can say, okay, you know what? We're in a good space. We're going to start the healing. And I've been healing. It's so crazy because the healing kind of just came with time. Mm-hmm. And me purging and talking to really strong women around me, talking to you guys, mm-hmm. you know, people DMing me where I didn't feel alone, that I felt like I was strong. And it's so crazy because so many people from the outside say, you're so strong, how did you do this? And it's like, because of people like you. Mm-hmm. Y'all gave me strength in that moment. Yeah. That wasn't all me. That was me in that moment saying, I'm going to lean in to anyone who's supporting me right now because they're going to be my backbone for a while.
I mean, full circle, and it'll keep going. But the amount of people and messages we've got who've said you have done that for them is like incredible.
Well, we're all doing it for each other.
Yeah.
Right. And I have to share this with you guys. So, you know, those accounts that post blinds.
Yes. Like Dumois and stuff.
Yeah. So there's one called Reveal Moi.
Okay.
And the subject is cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater message. This ex-Pump Rules cast member cheated on his then fiance before they got married. He cheated a week before they left for their bachelor party. He was sliding in my DMs up until the bachelor party, and he is a mere 20 years older than me. No matter what he tries to portray, he is not innocent. So I fucking comment. All right.
Okay.
I said, I'm sick of these blinds from these women. Who are you and who was creeping? Look out for each other. Don't be a fucking square and hide behind keeping everything anonymous. Bring the smoke so me and my girls know who the fuck we are sleeping next to and can dip out.
Yep.
Look out for each other. I am begging you. If someone is not acting right, you better come correct. Who are you? Who did you creep with? Show me the receipts. Give me a timeline. Where were you at? So that we stop making babies with these motherfuckers.
Because I think a lot of women, when everything came out, there were a lot of women, not a lot. There were some women who said, oh, I just thought it's Hollywood. Like everyone has. And I know Lala was shocked when I said this to her. But when I said this to you a while ago, I said a lot of people thought like everyone has like a situation where it's an agreement.
Oh.
It's a silent agreement. Oh, that's how Hollywood is.
Well, guess what?
That's not.
Reach out to us and ask.
Yes.
Do you guys have an agreement? So yeah. I can tell you yes and you can move about your business, or I can tell you no and you can come to me with receipts so that I can say, thank you, girl. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I'm not going to be mad at you. Mm-hmm. Not going to be mad at you. All right. Because you've saved me, even though should you know better? Probably, but guess what? If it ain't you, it's going to be some other freaking girl. So just come to me because you're actually going to save us.
Yeah. Yeah. Come to Lala and like she said, go to the other ones. And if you think, oh, surely they have an agreement, you might as well reach out because worst that's going to happen is the woman will ignore you or she'll go, yep, nope, we're all good. Thanks. Or she'll say, thank God you just fucking told me.
Yes.
Like there's no downside really to reaching out and looking out for a fellow chick.
Well, by the way, all the chicks that came forward for me, I was not judging them at all. I was so grateful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be mad about it. Shit happens.
Yeah.
Shit happens in life, right?
Yeah.
So happy Independence Day to me tomorrow. Happy 4 years to me tomorrow. Yay! Or tomorrow already.
And this is such an exciting episode. People have been asking about this one.
Well, it was supposed to come out last week, mm-hmm. but I was like, we got to talk about BravoCon. By the way, people are obsessed. I have DMs being like, who would have thought Easton would have brought the fucking piping hot English breakfast about BravoCon? Easton, of all people, my little brother.
Oh, my God, yeah. Brought it all.
The quiet ones with the hat down low, sitting in the corner with what looks to be an ankle monitor. It was really AirPods.
I fucking love Easton. But then I wish he lived here. He would be on this.
So we made a game plan.
Okay.
We made a game plan. I think he's going to be out here by definitely next year. I mean, or wait, maybe this end. What are we in right now?
Permanently? We're in October.
I think he'll be out here by like April or May.
Stop.
Yeah.
Like permanently.
Yeah. He came out. He was supposed to come for 3 days from BravoCon.
Yes.
And instead, you know, we needed each other, all of us.
Yeah.
And we just took like a mental family 10-dayer. We need to be together.
I love that. He needs to be here.
He needs to be here.
I thought he wasn't living here because he didn't want to live here. But if he wants to live here, he needs to be here.
We're a codependent family. You can say it's not healthy. Tight. I don't care.
I don't think it's codependent in the way that a lot of people will think. You guys are a close family, and I know it from being in a close family. And there's nothing, in my opinion, better than that. And mind you, your family doesn't have to be your blood. Your family can be anybody, whoever. But to me, a close family is like, it's what has gotten me through, and it's what I'm sure gets you through, and you know.
Yeah. And a lot of people were also saying, love the episode, but to be honest, I can't stop thinking about what I would do to Easton behind closed doors. I'm
stop.
Like,
stop. Does he take DMs? He's not interested. Yeah.
No, he takes DMs. There were a few I punted over to him.
There were?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, this bitch has been harassing me about you for the past week. So here you go. Take it away.
You know, if you'd have a great sister-in-law, you guys. I mean, come on.
Would you, though?
Yes. Are you kidding?
Okay. I'm very protective of Easton. No, today's going to be lit. We have Lauren and Michael Bostic on the podcast from the Skinny Confidential, His and Hers. Mm-hmm. So fun. So amazing. They are up next. We did a swap. It was supposed to air last week, like I said, but it's here today. So you're welcome. We'll be right back with the Bostics.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
You can come back anytime you want to our podcast. That was a good one.
You can't tell me that because I take people up on that. When they're like, you should hit me up. I'm like, but I am going to do that. Can I, for real?
I'm not kidding. Open invite, yeah.
Open invite.
You're easy to talk to.
Open invite.
Some people are like, oh my God, you're a fucking dud and we just got to squeeze it out of you. I'm like, come on, like, enough of the lemon water.
Well, know? I always wonder how you guys, because I feel like every episode, by the way, I have not subscribed or what is the word? Like downloaded? Any podcast. I have you guys, Heather McDonald, my own, obviously, and Not Skinny But Not Fat.
They're both very talented on the mic.
But
too.
All of those people you mentioned, like
they both
Heather
them are
and
very talented.
Amanda, are like again saying like they can just go.
There's
and
just
all, like,
some
they,
people that know how are just quick.
Yeah, we're like I don't even care who the guest is. Like I'm tuning in for like you them. Guys or yep. Heather. Like they could be doing it solo. Like you keep up on the conversation even if you had a dud of a guest.
But that's why when I was like you should just be able to like riff with whoever.
You don't
like,
totally
you
like,
also
just be
don't
like
need
I don't like you're we, the star. I have this and we have the
say it again.
You're the star.
See, this is why I think so highly of myself because good. I sit in a room with you guys and you're like you're great and then I go home to my mom and she's like you're so great.
I mean, you got
no
have
one
people.
Can tell me otherwise.
Good.
Let's talk about the new babe.
Yes.
How do you feel about this? I was telling Michael outside, just be prepared. I don't have a boy, but I'm sitting here telling you what you should be prepared
love
for.
It. Tell me everything.
But like Zaz sits there and she's like super chic, super cool, right? We don't see her meltdowns on social media. Well, sometimes we do.
No, she
on
has
yours.
She has them.
Right? Them. But even those look chic because you're like in Cannes when she has them.
Her meltdown in Saint-Tropez was iconic. I should have filmed it.
Like somebody needs to get their fucking kid under control. And I turn around and it was our kid. I'm like, oh shit, it's
she's
us.
Butt naked running through Hotel du Cap.
But you guys, before I had Ocean, I would see other people's kids and I'm like, my kid will never be that way. Like the ones running through the restaurant and then you have a kid and you're like, fuck it, run through the restaurant. I don't care.
It's honestly, sometimes I'm just like, just let her do what she's going to do.
What's her sign?
Aquarius.
She's Aquarius.
Oh.
What's Ocean's?
She's a Pisces, but she's Aquarius Pisces. Are just like, ooh.
I, you know? Yeah, I always want to let my kids be who they are. I think what my parents did for me so well is there was never any judgment surrounding who I wanted to be. For instance, they never like pushed the lawyer or the doctor, like you have to go to school. They were always like, whatever you do, just be the best at it, whatever that is.
So my parents were the same way, so I can't wrap my head around parents who are like, you have to go to college.
I mean,
what were your parents like, Michael? Were
not like that. I mean, they wanted me to go to school. My mom's half Japanese, so like she was bringing that energy, which she was like, wanted me. But then I was like a terrible student. I was kicked out of everywhere and getting fights. And so like they were also kind of like, okay, shit, maybe he's not going to Harvard.
Okay.
Michael right? got more detentions than I've ever seen anyone get. He was in detention from Monday through Friday, Saturday school.
Well,
he mooned the principal.
Oh,
teachers
savage.
Off. He was horrible.
Well, it's
because you guys went to school together, right?
Since we were 12.
You could relate to me on this. It became a thing where like they were trying to break me down by the detention. So I'm like, fuck it, I'm just going to get all the detentions.
Well, detention is not that bad.
No, so then they had to convert him to Saturday school
because like
there's not
that
enough time.
Sucks.
Then they had to convert him to suspensions. Then my mom's like, enough, dude. You know,
right?
I don't think that you have to be an all-star student to do what you want to do. I feel like that's a myth we've been told.
Well, I also think, and obviously if people are going to like these incredible schools, I understand like you got to be smart. But for me, people are going to hate me for this, but I'm saying it.
Say it.
You know how to read and retain what you read. All right. You're a good test taker. But can you survive in the outside world?
Also, do you have EQ? EQ to me is the most underrated thing. I don't know why no one talks about
No one talks about
self-awareness,
it.
Knowing how to interact. Are your arms closed off when you're talking to someone? Are they open? Are you charismatic? Do you have strength? Do you have warmth? Do you have a presence? Do you know how to speak in front of people? There's so many things they don't teach you in school. It's well, like, I don't understand this like prescription for everyone that they need to go to college. Well,
the reality
I wish I didn't go to college, actually. I'm going to say that.
A lot of school.
Wait, you went to college? I'm so impressed. See, but then there are people that tell me they went to college, like my assistant Jess. She told me she graduated from college. I was like, holy shit, you're so smart.
I really wish I didn't go to college. I wish I put it towards like
the money.
No, I wish I took the money and started my own business younger.
Mm.
Well, college and school can be really dangerous for some people because you go through a system that's all based on following rules and then getting the results for following certain rules. And then what happens is you get into the real world and there is no rules and you come up against people that don't care about any of the rules. And then you're like, wait a minute, I followed the rules and I should be allowed to have success now. And it's like, well, the rest of the world doesn't really care. And so like, I think it can be dangerous for some people that go through that whole system thinking that if you being successful in school correlates to success in the real world, because it doesn't necessarily mean that.
No, and I always knew what I wanted to be from the time I was 12.
And you like, wanted to be on stage.
I wanted to be in the arts, but it wasn't
just
like I wanted
what you thought.
Yes,
which is cool though.
And I didn't want to do. It wasn't like I wanted to be on Broadway. You know, I just wanted to be on someone's TV.
Well, it's so interesting to me because like I said on my podcast, I read the book and I think you talk about being bullied. So you almost like took those tactics, and then you took the onstage tactics, and then you also, I feel like, utilized your looks in the right way, in my opinion.
Well, thank you.
Like, you're beautiful, and you put it all together, and you get Vanderpump Rules.
Right, which, by the way, when Vanderpump first started, you know, they started airing the, like, tune in, the new show. I was like, who the fuck is going to watch that? And then little did I know, someone upstairs was like, bet you're going to be on that one day, because your whole life with the bullying has prepped you for reality television. I didn't realize that I used to watch reality TV as a kid. What, like The Real World and shit like that?
Oh, I love The Real World. That's such a good one.
And I always thought, like, that looks awesome, but, like, I don't want to do that. I don't want my real life followed.
But you're so good at it.
That's so nice of you to say.
You are. It's an art.
It really is. Reality TV is an art.
I also can imagine, too, that you get recognized wherever you go. And I don't think that this is talked about enough with celebrities and reality stars. That is, people are going to be like, but it's an extra layer of stress in a way, because I'm sure sometimes you just want to pump gas.
Well, for me, I look at it differently, because I know that I have talents, because I worked on them as a child because I wanted to be in the arts. So I know that I have those. But as far as what I'm doing right now, which people may consider it a talent or not, but doing reality TV without these people watching the show, I don't get to do what I do. So I never get sick of people coming up to me.
That's cool.
And wanting to talk, because without them, I don't have what I have.
You know who else said that on a podcast? Kim Kardashian.
Did she really?
She said she never gets sick of people coming up to her or taking photos, because this is everything she always wanted.
I'm a huge fan of, like, Kardashian, but I don't know anything that goes on or what they say. Like, I don't tune into the show. Or
wasn't even on the show. It was on a random podcast. She said the same thing.
Yeah. Okay, I love that. So I'm basically like Kim Kardashian,
You're basically like Kim Kardashian.
So I have to know then, people, because you have a huge social media following.
I think that for me, it's not necessarily about the following. I think what I've tried to do is really cultivate the community. Like, I will take time to respond to DMs. I will make sure I'm answering the questions. Like, everything I post has to add something to the person's life. Or it has to make them laugh. It has to entertain them. It has to educate them. It has to give them a takeaway, or else I feel like I'm wasting their time.
Totally.
And I think a lot of influencers who got famous, like, in 2010... we're just like, look at my nail polish and look at my dress. And I've always been like, instead of like, look at me, I'm like, let's look at other people. Well, and like, put that together and make it a resource.
I think also the perspective don't take this the wrong way, it's just a different thing. It's like, because we didn't have a platform where there was like a syndication pushing us, and so like the whole time is like, okay, if you're not creating valuable content that the audience or listenership cares about, it's like they have the choice of so many other creators online, and we don't have anybody else that's ever going to step in and be like, oh, you guys are going to go back on a platform next season, don't worry.
Right,
like, we have to be able to go in and be like, okay, if it's not valuable and people aren't getting some kind of entertainment, or they're not getting inspired or not getting educated, like, they can go choose millions of other people,
but
right?
So impressed by it, because there's so many people who ask me, how did you build this brand? And I almost have to take a step back and I almost feel guilty about it, because I have the luxury, and this opportunity was brought to me by being on a show that kind of pushed me to the top with... that make sense?
But like, not a lot of people do what you've done with that platform. Like, the real world, you can go through the host of a million reality stars that have kind of just been washed out because, like, they just rested their laurels on the success of the show, and then the show changes or seasons change or they get cut. And it's like, you never hear from them again. So, like, you've built something because you've been smart enough and savvy enough to say, okay, like, I have an opportunity. I'm going to take advantage of it in the right way. Like, I'm not, you know, not taking advantage in the wrong way, but, like, you've been able to leverage that success into other areas of success.
That's what I was going to say. I would caveat that with that you have educated, entertained, inspired further from, like, when you're off the show, you're still making sure you're providing value. You're making people laugh, like, whatever it is. You're giving them advice about being in a shit relationship and what they should do. Like, when you can give people tangible things that they can apply to their own life, that is where you can take it to the next level. And I feel like you're doing that off the show, so you're good.
Yeah, like the show ends doesn't mean it's the end for you, because you've, like, people now will go with you wherever you go. But a lot of times that's not the case for other people on reality TV. Like, the show ends and it's like, you, like, they're like, that's it for them, right? Not to, like, shit on people, but that it's like the majority of people that go on these television shows, like, the show ends, they get kicked off, it's like they're done.
Bethany Frankel does a goddamn good job. She doesn't need a reality show.
I don't look up to very many people. Bethany Frankel is one of my all times. I am so impressed by her and just what she has done. She came from nothing, and then on top of, you know, creating her foundation of Be Strong, it's just, she has everything. Like, she's got it figured out. In my mind, business, I don't know her personally, but she seems like someone who's got it figured out. Like, I want to take what she's done. Like I said on your guys' podcast, if you don't have what I want, and we learned this in AA, then I most likely will not listen to you. She has what I want. So I would take all the advice. Same with you guys, though. I'm looking, like, I even texted you the other night, which I didn't respond to your other one. I'm the worst texter ever. You're just as bad as I am.
I will take a... I can't... You, when you have a kids, you, no, you can't. No,
I know. Anyone, so you get it. That's why I didn't feel bad.
You could literally not text me for 8 months to that text, and I would be just fine.
Okay, that's how I am, too.
That's the kind of friend I am. But I
was asking you how, if you had a publicist, because you're literally everywhere.
I don't... That's very nice.
I walk in Erewhon. It's like, oh, that's a pink nice. Drink.
I mean, I feel like, though, like, you're on the top TV show, but thank you.
But... That's the thing. You're not. And you're still doing crazy shit. That's why I say, like,
I've had my brand for 14 years.
But look at what you've done. Like, it really is inspiring. It's kind of like looking at someone like Rod Stewart versus, like, artists today, where I'm like, Rod Stewart got to where he is with zero social media.
That's true.
You had to go out and, like, either buy his little cassette.
Forever Young.
Don't even talk to me about Forever Young.
Such a good song.
The anthem. Okay,
Taylor, you have to cue that song. It's such a good song.
It's so good. So you are someone I'm impressed by.
That's
because
nice.
You didn't have anybody, like, pushing you to the top. You did it all on your own. And that's why I was like, who the fuck does her PR? Because you're everywhere. Then I'm working with Doe, and they're like, oh, by the way, this is Skinny Confidentials that you'll be
we need to give them getting. Lala Doe.
Make it happen. Like, who is running shit with you guys? Because you're killing it.
We need to give them Lala Doe. That would be good. And, like, that green color that you have for your skin line, it's, like, the perfect, it's, like, seafoam kind of green.
Here's the unlock, which I think, like, you're already onto, is, like, once you realize that nobody's actually going to do it for you, and that, like, there is no PR, there's no press, there's no agent, there's no manager, like, and I'm not saying that we haven't worked with great people like we have over the years, but in large part, it's been, like, really understanding that if you want to build something great, like, you got to put in the time, you got to put in the effort, and you got to fucking do it yourself. Like, it's like, there's not, it's, nobody's going to hand it to you, and there's the competition is so high.
I would also caveat that by saying that it's important to have strategic people around you.
Of course,
who are,
of course.
And I, by the way, that could mean, like, reading Charlie Munger's book. Like, but I'm not saying, like, it needs.
I love how much you love books.
I love
it. No, it makes me so happy.
The largest thing, though, is, like, I think when you think about any of this stuff, are people that have had success in this new kind of landscape. And it's like, if you're putting out stuff that people find valuable, that's helping them in their life, whether it's inspiring them, like I said, or making them laugh or educating them or, like, whatever, like, they'll kind of support you enough where, like, they kind of, they're your publicist. Like, they do it for you. You know
totally.
What I mean? Like, we don't have a lot, like, a lot of outside resources, but, like, the audience is so supportive, and they back whatever she does.
I also think, and this is something I think that's in AA, just that I learned through my sister, is that acknowledging people want to be acknowledged. So if you have, like, this huge following and you can't take 10 to 20 to 30 minutes of your day to acknowledge the people that have supported you,
you're right,
that's a problem.
No, you're right.
Like, every once in a while, I'll, like, put my audience's clear the teacher list on my stories, or I'll put their brand on my stories, or, like, I'll retweet something that, like, you have to support the people that have supported you.
Absolutely.
I think there becomes a problem when you get too many followers, and we all know these influencers now that have 10 million followers,
right,
where there's a wall, there's a barrier between the influencer and the follower, and that's when it becomes celebrity, which becomes unattainable. What Bethany Frankel has done so well and seamless is she's broken the wall down. So you feel like when you're watching her TikTok that she is your friend giving you sound advice. And she's, you haven't watched her TikTok, she's doing it perfectly. And you know who else is crushing it?
Who?
Spencer Pratt.
Well, she's speaking to
Spencer
you.
Spencer Pratt has been killing the game.
Spencer Pratt is killing it because you feel like when he's on his TikTok that he's talking to you, and he's become so much more likable because you've got to know the ins and outs and the whys.
Totally.
Yeah, he's doing a very good job.
Oh, he's my gosh, smart. You're giving... My mind is going insane right now. I wish you could be in it.
I feel like...
There's it's, so many little
things. I think the filter is going away. Like the facade between... You have to, like, get down and dirty with the people who are supporting you.
But I feel like that is, like, the recipe to success these days. Is when people come and buy, you know, whether it's a lip gloss or a palette, they're doing it because I'm not a makeup artist. I'm doing it. There's no glamorous lighting. It's like me and my mirror. And it's something that is approachable.
I also would layer it with the fact that they've seen what you've gone through and they want to support you, which is that would make me want to cry. That's like amazing that they're going to a checkout. You're right. You're not a makeup artist. I mean, your makeup, whatever you're wearing right now, it's like, I don't even think you're wearing anything, but you're just naturally
you're so
pretty.
Nice.
So I think people, one, want to look like you, but they also want to support you in everything you've gone through. And that is like, oh my God, that's a community.
That is a community.
Yeah.
I mean, do you, Michael, help her with, when you came to him with the idea, because obviously you guys are like best friends as well as all lovers and friends. I'm playing that in the car. She comes to you and she's like, I want to start this line.
So it doesn't really.
Does he help you with any of that?
Yes.
Do you
help?
Helped
me so much.
Because you're a fucking genius.
He's
a genius.
Well, actually, yes. Yeah. No, keep going. What else am I? No.
You are a genius.
He's a genius with a huge dick.
No.
Oh, that's the best. All I want is a genius. Add that to my list for the last podcast.
You know what the best thing about this man is? His brain.
Well, I think
he's smart.
I think I try to look at things. We were talking about this earlier. I don't even know if I made it in the podcast. Like, I think about how things connect.
Okay.
Right. And I think
like
okay,
he's on mushrooms all the time.
You
like, oh, how would it be?
Like, I look at Lauren and I'm like, okay, you want to build this online community. Okay. But then once you do that, you have to create this content and it has to be these kind of ways and has to serve them in this way. But then once you do that, like, what does that community really want from you? And it's like, this product line, of course, like, we helped fund it and I can help put like operators in place and all these things that you take to operate a business, which honestly you can read books about and figure out, right? Just like practicing. But it's more important to think about like, how is that brand positioned within the entire ecosphere? And is this something the community is going to resonate with? And like, when we talk about the product, I'm like, does it make sense to come out with X, Y, or Z product? And like, what I try to do, because this is largely her brainchild and her thing, is like, I come in with the edits and be like, okay, does that make sense to the storyline? Does that make sense to like if you're going to launch this, like, does it make sense to everything else you've been talking about? Or like, does this skew really mash up with everything else? And I think some people, like, they
what
start,
he's trying to say nicely is that I am like psycho creative and I'll have 600 ideas and he funnels it.
I think people
right, but that's
up.
Important to have that.
Oh yeah. Oh
no,
yeah.
People fuck up in business because they have an idea and it's a short-term idea. They don't think all the way to the end. And then what they do is like, when you start having any kind of success in life, you're going to get all sorts of different opportunities. And the hard thing is to be disciplined and not just jump at every opportunity because then you're like a squirrel just chasing a bunch of different nuts, right? And it's like, it all becomes disjointed. So it's an easy trap to fall into when you're having early success because everyone's throwing, hey, do you want to promote this? Do you want to partner with this? Do you want to do this? And you're like, yes, yes, yes. And all of a sudden, like, your story doesn't make sense anymore. And the audience is like, what the fuck are you doing? And so what I try to do with anyone I work with is like, hey, how does this all make sense to the long-term vision that you're building?
Okay.
We're different sides of the brain completely.
But that's why it works, because I'm like you, where I sit there and I'm like, let's do it all. It doesn't make any fucking sense, but whatever, you know, as long as my logo's on it, it does.
You've done a good job how you rolled out your brands. They your brands do make sense.
Well, you can do it all. You just have to map out how all of that is coming together and when, right? Like, sometimes you got to pass, like, not this one, not now, this one maybe later, but it's all just got to map out. It's like, we all know these people that, like, all of a sudden they do something like, what the fuck is that? That makes no sense.
Right.
You know?
No, I do know, because I have this internal battle daily of what makes sense, what doesn't make sense. And I don't have a person where I can be my filter.
You can text us anytime. This is my favorite conversation with anyone I like love looking at a brand from a bird's eye view and being like, okay, move this like a chessboard.
Totally.
Well, Lisa Vanderpump.
Like, yes.
If I have one talent, it's like, and I'm, because I know I am... I'm decent on a mic and I can hold a conversation, but I am not talent. Meaning, like, Lauren is the talent and I can recognize it. And you are a talent. And I think where I'm helpful sometimes is by recognizing that potential and saying, okay, now let's like really get what's in your brain, what you really want to do, and like map it out in an organized way.
Okay. No, I love that. I mean, obviously, look at what you've built.
Yes. It's like it's pretty, someone said the other day, they're like, they're going to be talking about you in podcast, like books in high school in like 20 years, because what he's done with Dear Media is so disruptive to the podcast space. It's so different than what any other podcast network is doing. He's building brand.
I know.
Well, because I'm not interested in actually building anyone's podcast.
You're right. Which is weird.
You're interested in building their brand.
I'm right. Interested in saying like, okay, this is a good cornerstone of the internet to control a lot of attention and have a lot of engagement. But now what do you want to do with it?
And he also doesn't kick people off networks because they said something on a mic, which seems like...
Well, because I don't care about just like...
Which is pretty mind-blowing.
I don't really care about just He's getting ad dollars, right? Because no. like, I'm building a brand. And like, to me, if you're garnering attention and people are paying attention, like you have the ability to then do something greater.
Yeah,
with
he's
that.
Not trying to control and I'm not the
like,
talent.
Oh, you know, whatever advertisers doesn't like what this person says, they're pulling out. It's like, okay, fine, pull out. We're not focused on, like, you're part of it. You're part of the cash
flow. The ad
we're
is the fart on, in the wind.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. My dad used to say that. No one has ever said that. I said it the other day and someone looked at me like I was insane. And they're like, what does that mean? I love that you just said that.
That's You're like so
a,
cute.
They're like a fart in the wind. I have to know, and I literally hate when people ask me this question, but I'm going to ask you anyway.
Go.
Now with two kids, what is the balancing act? I hate when people ask me this, but I have to know, like, do you feel mom guilt?
All the time. I feel mom guilt being here, don't you? Like, do you, like, I feel mom guilt being away any second.
No, I feel that. And even, so I obviously am, I share my child, and...
Which I can't imagine, by the way. That's a lot. No, it's
extremely difficult. And I have to plan out my days or weeks with people. And there are times where it's, I can't do the whole, like, hey, do you want to hang out tonight? I got my kid. Doesn't matter if she's going to be asleep, because I'm going to be there while she's sleeping. So I definitely know what you're feeling just by being here.
You have to have friends that are not high maintenance. Because if someone is high maintenance, like, my kids are my number one priority. I want to be with them. We were talking about this the other day. We want to travel with our kids. Not a lot of people, like, some people don't, which is fine. That's great.
Can I come as a third wheel with my kid?
Come with Ocean.
We don't, okay. We don't want to, like, I think, like, the whole point of having kids is to be with them, right? And like, I get, totally. Listen, everybody needs a break once in a while. I'm not saying they don't, but like, there's, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are like constantly trying to escape their children. I'm like,
it has to be for work for me.
Yeah, like, it has to be 100% really good reason for us to leave our kids.
Yeah, it's, and by the way, I want to say this. I have help. Like, I'm not trying to be like, I do it all. I'm an octopus.
But you're also a work. I'm glad you're acknowledging that, because obviously having help is a luxury.
Yeah, but we have a lot of help.
But you also both work. You're not a stay-at-home mom.
When our kids are both under 3 years old. I'm glad that they see me work. I think it's an incredible thing for them to see both of us bringing in income.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I still have mom. I mean, it's the thing
with mother. Part of being a mother.
It's so fucked, though, because you're like, it's like you can't win. It's like that if you stay at home, then I'm sure there's all these different things with that. It's like you really, that's what the hard thing for me about being a parent. It's not black and white.
100%.
When it comes down to it, the reason I feel absolutely zero guilt about help is like, we work hard to do this. And I know that without doing this kind of thing and working the way we do, that I know personally, I would not be a happy, fulfilled person.
But I have asked you as a man, I said, do you feel this guilt that I feel? And you said no.
I don't. It's,
is that because a man is supposed to be like a, in a cookie cutter world, a provider?
No, I don't think I feel the guilt, not because of any kind of male female thing. I feel like I've gotten okay in my brain that, like, I know what I was saying a second ago. If I wasn't able to work the way I do and do the things I wouldn't be a fulfilled, happy person in my own life, which would in effect negatively impact my children, because I wouldn't be happy, right? And I want to be able to bring the happiest version of myself to my children. And so, like, part of that day includes me, you know, working and being away and obviously utilizing help. And then
still
the other
feel
part
guilty.
Is
sure. I think it's a woman thing. I still
no, I but can I tell you, I get what both of you are saying, and I had this conversation with Stassi. Whatever makes you feel happy and fulfilled is exactly what you should do, right?
Because your kids feel that.
Correct. For me, I'm like you, Michael. I don't think that I would feel fulfilled if I were a stay-at-home mom. I like to work. I watched my mom work. It's just in my nature where I like to be out there, and it just makes me feel independent. It fuels a part of me that needs to be fueled. Where a lot of my friends who live in Utah are stay-at-home moms, and they're totally content. And then they'll talk to me and be like, but I feel like when I talk to you, like, you think that you're looking at me a certain way. And I'm like, I'm not looking at you like anything. If you are happy and content and fulfilled in your life as a stay-at-home mom, that is exactly where you should be. And by the way, I don't think I could do it.
Yeah. By the way, can we just, like, say this? Everyone is different.
It's okay
to be different. We don't all have to be the same.
There's one rule that
people can't grasp.
Prerogative.
That.
Like, yeah. Where did we get to this place where we have to all love one thing?
They think if you say, I couldn't be a stay-at-home mom, that you're shitting on stay-at-home moms. And that's not what it's about. It's about finding what makes you personally happy
and
in life.
And it could be a mix. Maybe you want to do both. Like,
totally. Well,
there's like one rule that Lauren and I live by. Like, we don't give other people parenting advice. We don't tell them how to parent. And we do share kind of how we do, but we never say our way is right for everybody else, because everybody's completely different. And if you're staying home and you're working, that makes you happy and you feel like a great parent, like, all
I will
you.
Say
it's
though
a hard
the best
job.
Piece of advice that I've ever got about parenting,
or if you're working and going out and then like that makes you happy, like I think it's so dicey to just blanketly give people parenting advice.
But this advice was good. I have to give this one advice. Jamie O'Banion, who owns Beauty Bio, has 4 children. She is running a multi-million dollar company.
Badass.
And she came on the podcast and I was like, four children, you gotta fuck your husband, like that's like so much
lot.
Work. I'm not an
sounds
octopus.
Like a lot.
It's like jack you off under the table while I make quinoa and like
I didn't know that
post
was an
option. Instagram. Like, what do you want me to do while I'm trying to learn from a podcast? Like, it's like a lot.
Is that under the table thing an option?
Anyway, that's always an option. It's always an option. I always rally. So I said, what do you do? What's the advice? And she said, Lauren, when I lay my head down on the pillow, I either think I was a great mom today or I think I was a great businesswoman. She's like, I've never laid it down and thought both.
Wow.
And that totally resonated for me, because I'm like, yeah, there's going to be days of the week where you're not going to lay your head down on the pillow and like that's too high of an expectation on yourself.
I love that.
I did too. It made me feel better.
Someone asked me on tour, what advice can you give me as someone who's about to give birth and be a new mom? And I was like, the advice I'm going to give you is don't take any advice from anybody.
That's a good one.
You're going to figure it out on your own and what works for you. And what works for you is going to be different from every other parent that you know.
And by the way, and we learned this on our podcast, is your life, it ebbs and flows, and you can be thrown a curveball that no one can understand. Like you mentioned, like it's hard to find a therapist. How can you find a therapist who understands what you've gone through when you've gone through? Like, I'm sure you're like talking to someone and they're like, this is a unique experience.
It is. Yeah, totally. No, okay. It's you just go. I've learned with life, you just roll with the fucking punches. I never thought that like AA would come in handy in my everyday life. Because when you're a newcomer, you just think like, this is going to help me not drink. No, it helps you just deal with life one day at a time.
What's the best AA advice?
I think the best AA advice was which I said this to you, listen to people who have what you want.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That one always stuck with me.
I feel like I need to read that book. Is that weird to read that?
No, I actually encourage people, whether you want to get sober or you're just like a total normie, to read it.
My sister told me one that I'm obsessed with. Like, what other people think of you is none of your business. Did I say that right?
Say it again.
What other people think of me is none of my business.
Yes. There's so. Can I tell you, because you're a big reader, you should read it.
I know. I'm kind of like really interested in reading it. I don't know how I haven't read that.
You've got to read it. I encourage everyone to do that. Okay. If people are living under a rock, where can people find you guys?
At Lauren Bostic and at The Skinny Confidential.
Love it.
Our show and then anything on Dear Media.
I'm obsessed. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you for having us.
Of course.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.